We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, this is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of November 9th, 2018. Thank you for tuning in. I am Dave Graveline. Just like the announcer dude said, here in the studio with me,
Chris Graveline.
And on the other side of that big giant plate glass window in the soundproof booth, no, that would be us, but in the other side of that window is Erasmo in the control room, and Horatio working with us out of New York. And just, we've got people scattered everywhere. So the fact is, we are here for you to hopefully help solve your digital dilemmas. And we very much appreciate when you tune in, but even more appreciate when you call in and participate on the program, because you can do it day or night, by the way, anytime, 24/7. It's important to remember.
Call in, win stuff.
Thank you. Oops, sorry, Cameron. Stepped on Cameron. But thank you, Cameron. He's absolutely right. Call in, win stuff. If you got a question, a comment, help for another listener, you want to share some tech rage, Erasmo has a very good bleep. So don't worry. You can share whatever tech rage you want about something. I'm sure something's upsetting you about technology being disruptive as it is. Call in and share that with us. And the number to call anytime, by the way, did I mention day or night, at your leisure when you've got a consumer tech question, is
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
There you go.
So we had a couple of big birthdays this past week.
Big birthdays.
One is actually Erasmo in our control room, which I just remembered. So happy birthday, Erasmo.
Yeah.
I wasn't really ignoring your birthday.
I've always told him every year to please remind me, because I always like to do a reminder. Well, this time I set a yearly reminder on my own calendar for like 5 days in advance, because I don't want to miss it when we're doing the show. But it was his birthday this past week, and we would have said happy birthday on the show, but I didn't know until after the show.
So happy late birthday.
Yeah.
And another big birthday, not quite so many years as Erasmo, is Amazon's Alexa turned 4.
Alexa turned 4?
Yes.
So, oh.
Alexa, what did you do for your birthday?
I told a bunch of birthday jokes, like, why didn't the narwhal invite the unicorn to his birthday party? Because he wanted to keep it real.
Oh, boy.
Hashtag facepalm.
Yes, exactly. Well, Alexa, happy birthday.
Thank you. I got the best present. Here's Michael Bublé singing to me.
Oh, jeez.
Happy birthday to Alexa.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to Alexa.
Really?
Happy birthday, dear Alexa.
That's pretty sad, Michael.
Happy birthday to you.
Wonder how much Amazon paid him for that.
And many more.
Excuse us.
I guess his career has really gone that downhill. Now he's singing to a smart assistant.
But I'll change my opinion, Michael Bublé, if you sing happy birthday to me next time.
There you go. Well, change your name to Alexa and then.
No, that would be silly. I'd have to go to court and everything. It'd be just ridiculous. You know. Plus, it doesn't look as good on the logo.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, and they've also added some other functionality in the Alexa recently.
Additional functionality? My gosh, when is she going to stop?
She can now whisper.
Oh, wonderful.
You have to enable whisper mode, but then you can do things like, Alexa,
who is Dave Graveline?
I'm not sure.
Jeez. She's not sure?
Yeah, sitting right in front of you there.
Dingbat. Now, that is funny because she didn't pick up on your whisper, but she whispered that she's not sure.
Now, when I tested that feature before the show, she actually knew that Dave Graveline was an American talk show host most known for his show Into Tomorrow.
Really?
And she whispered.
What if you ask her that without whispering?
That's true. Alexa, who is Dave Graveline?
Dave Graveline is an American radio talk show host who is most known for his show Into Tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
So it's not really a useful feature, but if you want to just sit around and play around and whisper to Alexa, then she'll whisper back to you.
Interesting. And again, why would you do that? It's bad enough you already talk to Alexa and carry on conversations, and she answers you and carries on a conversation with you.
Well, yeah, because if you say...
That's as sad as Michael Bublé singing to a device.
Well, cause if you sit at home and you say, you know, Alexa, let's talk or let's chat, it enters some kind of mode where you can give her responses. She'll ask you questions, and she'll tailor her responses to your responses and carry on conversations. And it's... Yeah, you know, sometimes when you live alone, life gets sad.
Alexa, that's sad.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, well, I do. Do you have other tech news, perhaps, in our tech news and commentary segment?
I do. Lime has pulled part of its electric scooter fleet from the streets after learning that some of its vehicle's batteries could catch fire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's an embarrassing setback for the billion-dollar startup whose scooters are available for rent in dozens of cities around the world, including through Uber's app. Lime said batteries made by Segway Ninebot, which is the company behind the Segway scooters, can smolder and in some cases catch fire. Lime used the batteries in early versions of its vehicles. The startup said it removed the effective scooters in Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Lake Tahoe area, the three places where they were in service. So you don't want to be, you know, doing this scooter sharing and, you know, driving down the street on your electric scooter and all of a sudden...
And it catches fire. And you wonder why people behind you are blowing their horns and you're going, yeah, hello, hi, how are you? And, no, you're on fire.
Well, hopefully somebody won't be behind you blowing their horns because these are like scooters, almost similar to like those Razor scooters.
Yeah, they're not, I get like, it. But so maybe like following you and saying, well, why is it on fire? And trying to warn you. Yeah. All right, so they'll come up alongside you far away. So,
yeah, don't ride them in the street.
Yeah. Strong consumer confidence and low unemployment have combined to produce a 5% increase in anticipated holiday spending. That, according to the Brand Keys annual survey of 11,000-plus shoppers, for an average spend of $985 per household this year. Are you going to spend $1,000 for the holidays?
No.
Okay. Well, you have to have it to spend
exactly.
It. Gift cards, get this, everybody who gets one from me, I don't want to hear it, have become as universal as greeting cards. That, according to their founder and president, saying nearly everyone, 96%, indicated they'll buy at least one gift card as a gift this year. Consumers indicated they plan to spend 52% of that nearly $1,000 amount on electronics, phones, computers, a 4% increase over last year. And virtually all consumers interviewed, 98% of them, are buying online again this year, they say. Online has become the default venue now for browsing, promotions, price checks, and, of course, ultimately, buying holiday gifts. And remember what I've said for 23 years on the air, on Into Tomorrow, all the time. Always buy at least two of everything tech. One to keep and one to give. When it comes to consumer tech, no such thing as selfish.
I've always said because, you know, you're going to buy these high-tech products for people and they're going to need your help on how to use them. So in order to know how to use it, you've got to get one for yourself.
Of course. You give someone a gift of something of a technology nature and they're going to say, oh, that's so cool. Can you teach me how to use it? Well, you say, I just so happen to have one as well. And I love it. That's why I thought of you, that you too would love it, whatever it is, whether it be a smart speaker or if you really have some money, a smart TV or a smart car or any number of things or just a smart watch,
you know,
smartphone, smart anything.
You know, some people may be guilty of the same thing I am in the past of, you know, buying a high-tech item for somebody and just wanting to test it out before you give it to them and end up keeping it for yourself.
Now, that's selfish. Okay. I do say no such thing as selfish when it comes to consumer tech, but that's when you buy at least two of everything and keep one. When you buy one of something as a gift and you don't give it.
Well, it was still a gift, just a gift to myself. Speaking of holidays and tech gifts, you're bound to get tons of shopping catalogs this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And soon, one of them may come from Amazon. Following the demise of Toys R Us back in March, the e-commerce giant confirmed that it will mail out millions of toy catalogs.
So, paper catalogs?
Paper
like
catalogs.
The junk we get in the mailbox
yes.
all the time? Oh, wow.
And these catalogs are called A Holiday of Play. Like the old catalogs Toys R Us used to mail out, Amazon's catalogs retain the simplistic aesthetic, but they also have QR codes attached instead of prices. So
what?
Customers can easily scan the QR code with your phone, and it'll bring up the page on Amazon.
Easily scan. So in other words, you can't just easily look and see how much something is, and then maybe scan the barcode and then order. You don't even know the price of it?
I'm sure they're saying it's so that if the price gets lower, you can it'll be the most up-to-date price. But I guess, on the other hand, it can also be if the price goes up, then they're not stuck having to, honor a price in a printed catalog.
Oh, boy. As if they can't afford it anyway.
Yeah.
But I see. Well, it sort of makes sense. But printed catalogs.
Well, and we were talking about this just the other day about, with the kids nowadays, what are we going to do? Because you used to be able to just hand them a catalog and say, here, circle stuff you want.
Yeah. Dog-ear the page and circle something. And then the parents can say, not that, not that. Ooh, I can consider this, whatever.
Of course, I did that to my son last year with, I think it was the Toys R Us catalog. And he just basically circled everything in the catalog.
That's also true. So you could be in trouble. But they're only going to do this for toys, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Scientists have developed a liquid that can store energy. In the quest to capture and store energy, this seems like it might be a game changer. Plus, it sounds like the fluid might give Tesla's Powerball batteries a bit of a run for their money. So stay tuned into tomorrow. We'll try to stay on top of this for you and give you more information about this liquid that can store energy. Interesting. That's something a little bit into tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be coffee?
Yeah.
I know my energy is stored in coffee.
Or sodas or any of those drinks, the Red Bulls and whatnot. Yeah, there you go. They can store energy. But I think they're talking about battery-type liquid stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, don't be drinking that juice.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Not at all.
A sheriff's office in Florida is trying to make it safer for people to do things like meet up to exchange goods sold on sites like Craigslist. The Martin County Sheriff's Office has created customized parking spaces for citizens who wish to complete transactions, such as domestic child custody exchanges, purchases, or anything that would require a secure location. Anyone taking part in online sales and scheduled to meet someone for any type of transaction and prefers to do it with police nearby can use any of the marked exchange program parking spaces in the parking lot of the sheriff's department.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how do they know if a police officer might be nearby?
Because they have
it's
marked
the police
station. And they run 24 hours a day.
Okay. They probably have cameras on them, if not
cameras,
officers nearby.
Right, they have security cameras trained on the area and monitor and record them 24/7.
Interesting.
Now, I'm not sure if other agencies around the country are doing this, but if you ask me, I think it should be done everywhere.
Oh, sure.
Because you've constantly heard about things, people meeting up somebody that they're selling something to on Craigslist and they end up dead.
Yeah, or otherwise in some sort of trouble because they weren't being very, very safe about it. And that's a good idea. You also mentioned custody scenarios.
Yeah,
you might have real bad relations with your ex, and yet you still want to see the kids, and they want to see you, et cetera. And fine, that we're going to meet right there. I'll take them from you, and I'll get them back to you in the same spot tomorrow or whatever, however many hours later your custody arrangement is for. But then everyone can feel safe, hopefully, about that.
And at least this particular department, they'll take it a step further. If you want to actually have an officer out there, you can call ahead, and they'll have an officer meet you in the parking lot out front. So they're present while you're doing this exchange.
Without charging you an off-duty officer price or something?
I mean, how long can it take to meet up to exchange something you buy on Craigslist?
Yeah, that's true. And I do give that sheriff, which county is this?
Martin County.
In Florida?
In Florida.
Okay, good. Right here in Florida. I do give them credit for doing something very unique to help the citizenry, even though it might be on a one-on-one basis occasionally, but it could become very popular. And let's hope, as you say, that it spreads to other departments. And almost any police agency can certainly do that and mark a spot or two out front to say, fine, you want to buy an item on Craigslist, that's where you meet to exchange. Doesn't mean nothing will happen,
right?
But there's less of a chance, especially if there's a camera trained out there and that sort of thing. You probably can feel a little safer about it. That's like they're saying if somebody's trying to pull you over, whether if it's an unmarked vehicle and you don't know if it's really a police officer, drive to the nearest police or fire station where you have somebody that can help if they're not legit. And that's, seems to be a good idea as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you own a Samsung smartphone, you've been bugged by Bixby. Well, Samsung said they intend to focus on improvements for their digital assistant, they call Bixby, as well as artificial intelligence. Samsung's expected to open the app to third-party developers to actually compete with Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and Google's Assistant. I'm wondering if you have a Samsung phone, anyone listening, do you ever use Bixby as your assistant? I've tried with my Note 9 and the Note 8 before that, and then all the other Notes, except the Note 7, because I asked Bixby a question, it just blew up. But I don't really get the same, even close to the same, reaction and response and information as I do asking another smart speaker or smart assistant.
Well, I've noticed that too, even with Siri. Ever since, you know, even though the Amazon Echo or Alexa uses Bing,
yeah,
I tend to get better.
You can't say that without
throwing up a little.
Yeah. I tend to get better results on that than with Siri on my phone. So ever since I've gotten my smart speaker at home, I don't really ask Siri many questions anymore. I'll use, you know, Siri to add a reminder or something to my calendar, but that's about it.
I noticed that, and then but yet you'll use Google for answers to questions that you need otherwise asked. Hey Alexa, do you use Google to get answers to your questions?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, of course not.
She uses Bing.
Yeah, right.
At least on the Amazon Echoes, you can customize your wake word, and one of the ones they added recently is computer.
Let's go to Larry in Metamora, Michigan. All right. Listens mostly, he says, to the Free Into Tomorrow podcast, but also listens quite frequently on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hey, Larry.
Do you know of any good programs that you can use to take the text of a manual, a work manual, and convert it to speech so that the end user could listen to it on an Android phone while they're commuting as opposed to reading the text itself?
Well, Larry, if you're looking into turning a single manual to speech one time rather than doing this a lot, you may be better off using a free online translator. There are some that don't have tight limits and will let you translate long texts, and they'll just turn them into an MP3 that you can then load onto any device you'd like. If you're open to trying that, you can give fromtexttospeech.com a shot. We'll have all this for you on our show page at intotomorrow.com, so don't worry if you're driving or otherwise unavailable. Or you can try text2speech.org, assuming your manual is less than 4,000 characters. How would you know?
Yeah, you know, naturalreaders.com might be an option if the manual is long. They limit free use of their premium voices to 20 minutes, but their non-premium ones don't have a limit. They also allow you to update a wide variety of file formats rather than forcing you just to paste the plain text in.
Yeah, now keep in mind, though, that text-to-speech often falls short in some areas that may make it a poor fit for a work manual. For example, it won't be great for reading tables, and you may read a lot of Figure 2, the correct assembly, without knowing what Figure 2 even looked like.
And the other clear downside is that robotic voices are really hard to like. We have smart assistants and text-to-speech, but we still hire live actors to read our audiobooks for a fee. It's really hard to sit there for hours listening to a clunky voice with an unnatural cadence. And that's the reason premium voices like the ones from naturalreaders.com go for more money, but even those are usually not great. Siri, Alexa, and all the other voice assistants sound reasonably good, but would you want to listen to them doing this for hours and hours?
Yeah, probably not. Now, you could pay me a lot of money and I'll read it for you and record it, and then you can play it on any device you'd like. I do a lot of that kind of work, not necessarily this, reading manuals, but voiceover work is one of the things that I've done forever, my whole life. My mother said I used to come out saying, this just in, or this just out. As it, well, anyway, you get the idea. Larry, I hope we helped you out. Intotomorrow.com for more.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
This week, back in 1904, English engineer John Ambrose Fleming received a patent for the thermionic valve, better known as the vacuum tube.
Yo.
In 1969, NASA launched Apollo 12, the second crewed mission to the surface of the moon. In 1973, continuing its Skylab program, NASA launched Skylab 4 from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with a crew of three astronauts heading to the early space station for an 84-day mission. In 1990, Sir Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for the World Wide Web, which was almost called the Information Mesh. And this week in 1997, WorldCom and MCI Communications announced a $37 billion merger, the largest merger in U.S. history at the time. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And if you want to get more info on any digital dilemma that you may have, call us anytime, 24-7, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Sometime into tomorrow, the auto will automatically pick you up and take you where you want to go, but there will probably be a lot more fender benders until it does the job quite as promised. Do you have any questions about autonomous vehicles, among other things, anything involving technology? We at Into Tomorrow are here to help, and you can call anytime, day or night, at 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Let us address your digital dilemmas for you.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow on our website at intotomorrow.com.
When you call in, by the way, I don't want to forget to mention, we love to share goodies with you. A lot of our guests and sponsors, other friends of the program, are regularly sending us cool things to share. And we're about to tell you some of the items we have for you these days. No promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call, and we'll do our best to get that item, if not more, to you. For example, what have we got these days?
We still got a couple of those QuiFit wireless earphones for fitness training.
Oh, and those are so cool. From Razer, they just sent us some of their Huntsman Elite Mechanical Gaming Keyboards and Mamba Wireless Gaming Mouse. Or mices. Mooses. A bunch of mice.
More than one mouse.
More than one mouse.
Yeah. From Forever Gifts, we've got the Nuvolon Flare Bluetooth Lantern Speaker.
Oh, I love the, how they sound, too. They're very cool. And the company Forever Gifts is sending neat stuff for us. From 97, Jot Portable Battery Base for Google Home Mini and Vo Portable Speaker Dock for the Amazon Echo Dot.
And from Atmos FX, we've got, still got Gordy Plush Toys and download codes for their digital decorations for the holidays.
Ah, some really cool stuff. And all you need to do is call the following number anytime at your convenience. Make a note. You never know when you might have a consumer tech question.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Now, Into Tomorrow's Favorite App of the Week. What's your favorite app?
We definitely want to know, because we want to highlight you and your favorite app. So do call in and share it with us so we can share it with the world, just like Doug did from Stevensville, Michigan, listening to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts.
I have an app I'd like to recommend. It's called Acar. I use this app all the time. It keeps track of my gas mileage. It keeps track of any repair expenses. It keeps track of any other items that I have for my car, such as tires. My tires look worn, and they're only a year and a half old. How can this be? Well, looking back in the app, I find out, no, they're 4.5 years old. Ooh. That's why they're wore. It's a great app for anybody that owns a car that wants to keep track of their vehicle history. Thanks, Dave.
Well, thank you, Doug. We always appreciate hearing from our audience, and especially with recommendations. So that's his favorite app called Acar.
Acar. And our research team was trying to get the more information on it to see if it was available on iOS and Android, and found out that it was recently purchased and is now called Fuelly. F-U-E-L-L-Y. And it is available free on iOS and Android.
Very cool.
Into Tomorrow's Favorite App of the Week. What's your favorite app? Tell us about your favorite app. Just use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app to participate. Just search these two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. Tap our app and get your Into Tomorrow to go.
Or even gooder lately is the old-fashioned way, and that's to call this toll-free number, good from anywhere in North America.
800-899-INTO. 800-899-4686.
Dale in Elmer, New Jersey, also lists a lot of podcast callers this week. That's awesome. It warms the cockles of our hearts. Anyway, Dale listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast, which you, too, can sign up for. Did I mention there's no cost? They're free at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Dale.
I have a little bit of tech rage attached to my favorite app, Beyond Pod podcast app. It was working fine, and then they did an update. And while I had to go through a process to sideload it so I could still use it on my Samsung S7, boy, did I have to go through a nightmare.
Oh.
I have an additional question, which is, have I been pwned website? Is it safe? And what should I do if my email address comes back as being positive for being pwned? I changed my passwords right away, but is that enough?
Well, Dale's a good question, but that's pretty much all you can do short of getting a new email address. Keep in mind that you'll need to change any password that was the same as your email account's password. For example, if your password for your email was the same as your password for your bank, and you use your email to log into both, it'd be easy for someone to access your email password to guess that. And that might be the case. You certainly try that and hopefully not have an additional issue.
Yeah, other than that, you can also turn on two-factor authentication for anything that will take it. Having another device prove your identity when you log into a site gives you an important second layer of security.
Yeah, and it's always important. We don't go a show anytime without reminding you things like changing your passwords and backing up your important data. And all these things go into one, because it's all about protecting you into tomorrow and realizing that sometimes it's just so easy. And I know I especially get frustrated when I log in somewhere and it's telling me, you've got to change your password. It's been a while. It's like, oh, I just now remembered it even. But you got to remember it's for your own protection, especially if it's for a credit card site or your banking site or something that critical where they can get personal information or worse, steal from you.
Yeah, and look into those apps that allow you to store your passwords on a phone that, you know, obviously you have a master password to get into, because if you're like me, you keep changing your passwords on these sites and you never remember what they are. So every time I log into certain sites, I always have to do the forgot password and then make it a new password, and it doesn't let you reuse an old password. So, you know, I have to find myself using those apps.
Yep, I hear you. Don in LaBelle, Florida listens online. Hey, Don.
I have an older laptop. It's probably 5 or 6 years old, and I'm afraid that it might give up the ghost sometime in the near future, disk drive or whatever. So I'm wondering if I should go and get a Chromebook instead of another laptop. I've been noticing lots of problems with the recent updating of the Windows 10 products. And what would be a good price range to look for in either a Chromebook or another laptop? I basically just do web browsing and emails.
Well, Don, if you use mostly web browsing and email, absolutely, a Chromebook can be ideal for you. It's a great device. Chromebooks can be used offline, and they have some basic online functions, but really they're meant to be used to browse the web, check email, as you mentioned that you like to do, and use web applications in general. Chromebooks will remove a lot of the hassle of updating, too. They'll basically alert you that there's an update, and whenever you restart or shut down, the update will get applied so fast you won't even notice it happened.
Now, as far as pricing goes, you don't need a particularly powerful machine to browse the web and check email. So you don't need to go for a very expensive laptop or Chromebook unless you really want one. You probably know that cheap Windows computers tend to last less, and they tend to be noticeably slower.
Chromebooks do have a few problems, though, that you should take into consideration. The cheap ones probably won't have a touch screen. The screen itself may be a little dim, and the colors oftentimes may be dull. And the hard drive space and RAM will probably be fairly minimal, but of course that's why they're cheap. That may not matter to you if you're looking at spending $200 for a new computer, but keep in mind that with different prices, obviously, come different specs.
Yeah, now, for your needs, just about anything will do, but try to avoid the bottom of the barrel price-wise. If you can spend between $400 and $500, you'll probably be better off, especially if you go for a Windows machine.
Yeah. Don, I hope we helped you out there. Let us know what you end up getting, because it's always helpful to follow up, and we'll let our audience know what you did and why you like it, or hopefully not like it or something of that nature, but sharing your additional input would be very helpful to the audience as well. You want to join us, or you've got some input for Don or anyone else, 800-899-INTO.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Hey, if you keep staring up in the sky trying to figure out which one of those clouds has all your data...
That one?
No, it might be that one. Oh. Nope, careful. Nope, the dark one that's got rain in it. That's mine, that's for sure. Anyway, call us anytime for some assistance, and we'll help you with cloud computing and iClouds and B clouds and C clouds and everything else. 800-899-INTO anytime, by the way, at your convenience. We'll get you on the next show and address your concern and then send your prizes because you participated on Into Tomorrow. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Oh, it's really cool. Do that because there's no obligation or commitment to going to come back to you with the text with a nice link that you can simply click on and gives you info about what's available in your area, pricing if you're interested, that kind of stuff. So 35,000 is where you're sending the text, and just type radio, and it works out well for you. I'm sure that you already get our free once-a-week tech newsletter.
If, I do.
Of course you do. You better, or you'd be fired. If not, however, anyone else listening that might not be receiving it, it's only once a week, and it's free. I mean, why not, right? What have you got to lose? Subscribe to our tech newsletter, and it's easy to do when you visit intotomorrow.com. A little box pops up if the interweb gods are with us. And all you need to do is put your email address only in the box that pops up. We don't ask for any more info, and we don't share your email address with anyone, I promise. We haven't done it in 23 years. We're not about to start now. In spite of the constant begging from marketing people, it just doesn't happen. We don't. And then once a week, you'll get the tech newsletter. But when you put your email address in, you'll get a subsequent email. It's called a double opt-in because we don't spam anyone. And then it says, click this link to confirm. And when you do, voila, you'll be getting our tech newsletter, which has tech news and newslettery stuff, has thoughts to make you smile. And a bunch of listeners have been submitting some fun ones lately, too. So you may be among them. And we do occasional prizes for folks that submit thoughts. If they can make you smile, we're interested. So do that. Be nice. Don't be rude or otherwise. It's got to be fun things to make you smile. And some tech news.
Yeah, and speaking of prizes, we list our prizes in the tech newsletter.
Oh, that's true. What's available currently and how you can call us anytime. And Beth has a tech tip every week.
And tech history each week.
Yeah, there are links to all kinds of, who's on the show that week? It's jam-packed with info.
Yes. And this week, if you're wondering what to buy on Black Friday, we've got some gadgets that are likely to be on the discount list. So just wait a few weeks and you can nab some great deals. So that list is in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter.
There you go. And I mentioned Beth's tech tip. Well, now's a great time to make sure your diet is as healthy as it should be while we approach the holiday treats. Because your diet then goes away, right? There's no calories during the holidays. But leading up to the holidays, you have some calories to be concerned about. Well, technology has certainly come a long way in helping you achieve your goals. Plenty of options to help both online and with mobile apps. And she spells all that out for you in this week's tech tip in the Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter. Sign up again at intotomorrow.com. It's very easy.
I've tried using some of those apps to help you reach your goals, and they keep telling me I have to get up and exercise, so I delete the app.
An email from Holland in Block Island, Rhode Island. He listens online and subscribes to our free Into Tomorrow podcasts. We hope next time he'll actually call in so we can hear him. Meantime,
he says, I'm looking for a simple program other than WordPress plugin, which will create a login or register, name and email form, including a forgot password, a database or email me registrant's name and emails, and send successful logins to a link I create.
Oh, okay. Not too complicated. He wants to do all those things, does
yeah.
he? Well, this was going to be a little bit of a tough one, Holland, I got to tell you. Logins are mostly handled either using content management systems or custom solutions that are few plug-and-play solutions that will work with any page, for example. Auth0, if you will, A-U-T-H-0, they have a universal login. Now, that might work for you. It will manage passwords, store them securely, allow you to use 2FA, which is two-factor authentication. We talk about all the time. It may even be overkill, but it has free plans as well as inexpensive $13 a month plans. So it may be a good place to look. Universal Login is distributed as JavaScript packages and can attach to HTML hooks, if you will, to integrate it into your site. So your web developer shouldn't have much of an issue getting it working for you. The storing and safeguarding of passwords happens on their end. So you don't have to worry about setting up, maintaining, and paying for database access.
Yeah. Now, the bad news is that you won't find many more drop-in modules like that don't use a larger CMS. CMS, which is the content management systems you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Managing your login without transitioning to a CMS may prove to be a little bit of work. You will have to salt your passwords and store them securely in a database and make sure your implementation remains relatively safe from exploits.
Of course. Now, the WordPress alternative that you didn't want is to update to a newer version like you do with anything else, so you'd have an easier time keeping your users' data safe from prying eyes.
Now, if you're willing to build your own solution, you should be able to find tutorials online for just about any server-side language you're using. But try to be extra careful with directory access, with how you encrypt your data and how you store. It's easy to get compromised if you're not sticking to the recommended best practices.
Yeah, Holland, I hope we helped you out, and I know it was complicated, not only for you if you're listening while driving or something, but anyone else trying to do a similar thing. It's all there for you at our site, intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of November 9th, 2018, hour one, and you'll see Holland's question and our detailed answer.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2,600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
So 5G is going to be the printing press that the wireless industry has been waiting for, since people don't call anymore. Instead, they text and they download huge streams of video content to watch all the time, no matter where or what they're otherwise doing. Do you have questions about 5G or any other consumer technology? If so, you can call us anytime at 800-899-4686. Please jot the number down. Here, I've got a pen. 800-899-INTO. And call us at your convenience. We'll be glad to address your consumer tech questions. Erasmo is in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, providing super-fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Get special products and pricing for Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Yeah, it's very important that you do slash into after that. They wanted to do tomorrow, and I said, you know how many people misspell tomorrow?
I misspell it on
all the time, because it's one of those words. Wait a minute, two M's, two R's, hold on, two O's, wait, what? It's just one of those that sometimes as you're typing it, you misspell. That's why we've got every imaginable misspelling of tomorrow as part of our domains. So don't worry. Go to intotomorrow.com, spelled almost any which way except without Q's and P's and stuff. And you'll hopefully get to our website. But so we changed it to /into, owcdigital.com/into, and you'll see what we're talking about. Mike in Michigan listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Mike.
I have an old hard drive from a very old system that locked up on me. And I have pictures on it I'd like to get off. I kept the hard drive, got rid of the computer, but I'd like to know if there's any way I can access this hard drive from another source to retain my pictures.
Well, it's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it, because assuming that hard drive wasn't what caused the old computer to lock up, you should be able to read it. Your best bet is probably to buy a cheap enclosure, dock, or even a cable, and connect your old hard drive that way. Since you mentioned it's very old, check the connector. You may have an IDE drive. Have a look at it before you buy anything. But either way, you should be able to find an adapter that lets you access the drive using a USB port.
Yeah, now, you should move your pictures off the drive as soon as you can. If your drive is very old, your data or its components may not be aging very well. As time goes by, it'll be harder to find devices and drivers to interface your old drive to your newer computer, so it's a good idea to transfer anything you don't want to lose while you still can.
Again, Mike, one of those things, always back up, and we tell people all the time, if you've got precious memories, videos, still pictures, bank records, whatever the case, and they're only in one place, no, don't do that. Slap on the wrist. Shame, shame. make sure you back up. If you've got stuff that'll fit on a flash drive, do that. Do an external drive. Use Carbonite or one of those services where you're backing up offline, a cloud, whatever, OneDrive. Just always back up or save something else at another location, at mom's house or something, as a good backup. Details about everything we talk about at intotomorrow.com.